That is Big Daddy Weave, alive and beyond from Landry Cantrell. It's 4:32, Dan Bremnes, and much more music on the way, including that new Mallory Hope song. But right now, before our news break, yes, Mindy Lynn at the news desk, she does have an update on the way, and I have your forecast coming up too. Right now, a break from the music to welcome Matt Wheeler into the studio. Matt's been described as a troubadour and a poet with a guitar, and we are so glad you brought your guitar along with you to the studio.
Of course.
Thank you so much for visiting and hanging out with us.
I'm happy to do so.
Yeah, it's great to see you here. Now, you were here just a couple months ago with Justin Gambino.
Yeah, I went and looked it up. It was April 26th. So
really?
Yeah, not that long ago.
Wow.
It was here in the Millen Room. It was a ton of fun. It was a great audience.
It was a great audience. I love those live from the Junction Center events because it's a nice, intimate audience.
It kind of feels like a big living room.
It does. It does.
In all the best ways.
We need to get a few more couches in there, too.
Yeah, that would work.
Comfy chairs. Well, we want to invite everybody out to your show Saturday night. We're going to talk more about that coming up. But
yes.
Just quickly, it's at the Hans Herr House.
Yes. Yeah, that's in Willow Street, so just south of Lancaster. It's the second show in the Music in the Orchard series. It's a series of five shows that we host outdoors. At the Hans Herr House grounds in the orchard, like the name suggests. When you drive on, yeah, we'll talk about more later.
It's but such basically, a great place.
Yeah, it's going to be a lovely evening for it too on Saturday.
So Dennison Whitmer is there
yes.
as well.
Oh yeah, this guy named Dennison Whitmer. yeah, he is the featured act, Dennison Whitmer, one of my favorite singer songwriters ever, even before I ever lived in this area and knew he was from here. And he is going to be playing, as far as I know, solo. Maybe playing some of his newer stuff. He's actually been working on new projects. He was out in Seattle recently. So we might even hear some new songs. Last time I heard him at a house concert, he even had a song that was very much referenced Lancaster County. So,
he is a Lancaster County boy.
Yeah, LMH, I think.
Yes, he did go to Lancaster Mennonite.
But yes, and probably some old favorites will play as well. And also, I'm playing some songs at the beginning of the event as well.
Oh, it's going to be great, and the weather is going to be fantastic.
Yes, I was afraid. I was looking at the forecast a couple weeks out, and it was looking like 40% chance of thunderstorms, but like it's all cleared up, and it's going to be like 78 and like just perfect. So,
hey, you have to tell Dennison that I do play some of his songs on the Kids Cookie Break. He did that Kids project, Plug in the Paddy Wax.
Yeah, and so he told me. I didn't know that even existed, so I'll have to bring that up.
Yeah. Hey, so for people that are listening right now, just tuning in, help us get to know Matt Wheeler better.
Okay. Well, I'm a worship music leader at a church called Veritas in downtown Lancaster, where, among other things, I play original worship songs. And I'm also a performing, touring singer-songwriter. I'm based in Mountjoy, but I play as far away as like St. Louis and Chicago and Atlanta and New England in August, and I've been up to Canada 5 times in the last year. They're just fantastic up there. So yeah, it's like I went from just playing coffee houses around here to playing, you know, throughout the eastern half of North America.
Yeah.
But built the base originally, you know, right here in Lancaster County, because there's a good scene here. You know, people host house concerts. There's you know, stations like yours, obviously. And just a lot of support for local music.
And I understand you have a very famous wife.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mrs. Wheeler.
The one and only Charity Wheeler, the 7th grade science teacher at Donegal Middle School, Junior High, I'm sorry. And yes. So maybe some listeners out there who are students of hers or have been.
Oh, I have met some, and I'm telling you, she is a rock star.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of our graduates, I also work at Lancaster Bible College, and one of our graduates, when we were giving him his diploma, you know, I introduced myself. It's the first time we met in person, and he's like, I was like, you do a Bible study at my wife's school, right? And he's like, yeah. And she's, you know, just, you should know she's like the most beloved teacher there, which I passed along to her, and she's like, ah, well, but it's true. She's the quirky science teacher, and with all the unicorn stuff in our office.
So, and that's one of the first things the one young lady said was, she has the unicorns.
Well, yeah, like the word got out that she liked unicorns. And so like every Christmas and end of school year,
Yeah.
It seems like there's just like a new wave of unicorn related gifts.
Oh, fun.
But yes, she embraces it.
Well, we are talking with Matt Wheeler live here in the studio. Will you play something for us coming up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I have to do a quick news break so you can get all set up.
We'll do.
And we'll be back live with a song from Matt Wheeler.